It's the music of Kid Ory. Hello there, everybody. Once again from the Beverly Cavern, 4289 Beverly Boulevard between Normandy and Western Avenue in the heart of Los Angeles. It's the music of the world's greatest tailgate trombonist, Kid Ory, right from the Beverly Cavern over KGFJ, 1230 on your Los Angeles dial, and the Armed Forces Radio Service. And now we're going to open up the show by giving you a sample of that great music, something that sort of moves along. It's been a jazz classic for years. Here's the exponent, Kid Ory himself, and Mississippi Mud. Mississippi Mud. Well, there's a wonderful starter for you. All right, kid, now we're going to get on with the show real quick from the Beverly Cavern. Here's a number that's done up pretty proper. It's entitled Yellow Dog Blues. Thank you. Dog Blues. Really, blues style is done only by the incomparable Kid Ory. They sort of ask for this particular number, and it's Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. That's a wonderful tune, isn't it? Kid, what's coming up? My memory's failing me now after that long. The Jazzy Blues? Good. Now we're with it. Here it is for everybody's pleasure, Blues Time and the Jazzy Blues.
Ha ha ha.
That's the Jasmine Blues. Now we're going to move along, and here's another blues number. Matter of fact, this is from the inimitable hand of the one and only Kidori. His own composition entitled The Savoy Blues.
Uh-huh.
Written by Kid Ory, all his own music, the Savoy Blues. That was slightly on the long side, but we really don't mind because when you hear a number that was written by Kid and then you hear it played by him after 45 years of professional music behind him, it gives you sort of a warm feeling. Matter of fact, this particular number, the Savoy Blues, if you remember during that when Kid played a trombone riff, in that particular song, Benny Goodman, it seems, sort of got hold of that Savoy riff there and turned it into another song. I don't know who wrote it, but he recorded it quite a while back, calling it the Stomping at the Savoy. That's the title of it. So Kid writes music, somebody else plays it and gives it a different title. And here is a little sample of the music, 4 or 5 times.
Thank you.
four or five times. What music. Well, here's another now that was written by the one and only Irving Berlin, and he's turned out quite a few hits during the past years. Now let's listen to the one and only Alexander's Ragtime Band.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.